At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We have brought you a lot of news this week from the NFL and head coaching changes, coordinator firing in Denver. There's been also some very strange news. We did also mention Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer, which is odd. But I'd ask you, what is more strange, embarrassing, slash odd? Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer or Shedeur Sanders being named as a Pro Bowl replacement?
I will say this about
seven touchdowns and 10 picks is what he did.
I will say this about that subject. ABC World News Tonight did a long segment on Belichick. I'm still going Belichick.
Oh, it's 100 Belichick. Because, like I said, right now there's Pro Bowl additions and different. Remember, there's a difference between being all pro and Pro Bowl.
Yes.
There's a big difference on how that works out. And right now there's just people opting, and there's not even a game anymore. So it's, no. I mean, I'm not even sure what
it's like some sort of skills competition.
So it's.
Jake went all in on the day you were gone, angry about Belichick.
I don't like Belichick, but I said this is stupid. The fact that he's won 8 Super Bowls in his career, he's not a first ballot, that the system's broken. It's broken.
It was a great rant. You would have appreciated
it. I would have appreciated the rant because I would have been cheering. I'm the same way, too. It's like, okay, not of all the coaches I could hang out with, that wouldn't be one that would be high on my list. Got Sigs way higher,
absolutely.
But we both agreed, me and Jake, if he came in with Missing Tooth Greg right now and sat down, Belichick, he'd be pleasant, and we would enjoy his
100%.
We would enjoy his company,
and I don't know how you get to some level of. And someone said, "Well, you know, we had a couple of scandals, whatever." Well, then he should have been suspended by the NFL and shouldn't have been coached anymore, whatever it is. He was still in the league. Here's the key is that he won as a head coach 6, won 2 as an assistant, and he also lost 3.
Yeah,
think about that.
Great point.
He lost 3. Three other times they were AFC champions. Right. He's won the most championships ever.
This is stupid.
It's the dumbest thing.
This is stupid.
And you want to talk about looking dumb? I can't believe that Goodell was like, hang on here a second. Whoa.
Am I reading this right?
What just happened here? And then also, I hope they name.
Nothing he can do, though.
Had to be 40 out of 50, right?
Yes.
And then,
they were just short.
So, hope they name names.
I do, too.
Because I want to know.
I do, too.
I want to know.
100.
If you're going to be on this committee, I want to know what's the deal.
Yeah, if you're going to be all hoity-toity, let's see who you are.
Yeah, and then I'd like to see a response.
Ooh,
like
Jake is.
Again, I told you, I've spent my whole life disliking him. I don't like
it's
Belichick.
Not a like
he's a patriot.
It's a respect.
I know.
I'm saying,
even with me not liking him, it's ridiculous. There's no world he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. End of story.
I would argue
Thank you.
I'm with you. I would argue.
The stool is united on this. It's ridiculous.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs. and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I think, is there anyone not?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, apparently there is. There's only one way that you don't vote for him, out of sheer jealousy of his success.
I'd like to hear him. I'd like to hear what they say.
Ed. Yeah, well, what would the criteria? What would say? Well, he had that one bad year with the Browns, so you can't just. Yeah, I mean, what is it? Where's it come from?
Like Bill said again, yeah, people can say Spygate, Deflategate. As far as I'm aware, there's no title's been stripped of Bill Belichick or suspension.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, he was not popular, but nothing was done to punish him to take away titles. So that argument's out the window.
Hey, what do the breakers say?
They all agree. I mean, again, they've said we don't like Belichick, but this is stupid. This is ridiculous by the NFL, the Hall of Fame committee. Joke, absolute joke.
I mean, and here's my deal. Also, is that
it's too bad?
Is that yeah? Maybe it's again next year. It's like you want to get people in when they are alive. I mean, he should be given his speech this year. Well, maybe next year. Whatever time, just no, get him in. I mean, that is just what I'd like to know is this. How many coaches, is there some deal out there where they say that no coach is first ballot Hall of Famer?
No.
Has there been one?
Oh, I don't know.
Connor researched that. Has there been a first ballot Hall of Famer coach? Okay. I want to know who that.
Yeah, who would that be? If it's not Belichick, who is that coach?
Yeah, I want to
pass.
Lombardi, you would think, right?
But how would you compare? But was he a first ballot? We don't know that. I want to know, my big point is, I want to know, has this happened before? Or is the criteria saying that, hey, FYI, no coaches get in on first ballot?
I don't know. And we know that. Which is still dumb, though.
Yeah. That's dumb. The guy's won the most ever titles. Yeah. Like, I don't care what criteria says. You vote him in. You bypass criteria because he's the best of all time.
World News Tonight had it. They did a whole report on it. 14 NFL coaches have been first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famers. George Halas, okay. Paul Brown. George Halas, Paul Brown, no-brainers. Vince Lombardi, no-brainers. Sid Gilman, Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, Bill Walsh, Bud Grant, Joe Gibbs, Don Shula. These are
great coaches.
These are incredible.
Belichick is right there.
Bill Parcells, Tony Dungy, Bill Cowher, Jimmy Johnson. And Bill Belichick should be on that list.
So Bill Cowher is a first ballot Hall of Famer, but not Bill Belichick.
Bud Grant, who could we love anyone more than Bud Grant? No, I really don't. I loved him. If you want somebody to win, would you go to 4 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
The Vikings lose 4?
They did. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But anyway,
right.
Fran Tarkenton, Foreman, you know, unbelievable. He didn't win one.
Bill's won eight.
He's won eight.
He's got a first
to his assistant. Six. I mean, that's my point is there's 14 first.
Oh.
Dungy.
It's sad.
Dungy made it first.
Great coach, but yeah, this is not Belichick's level of winning. Nobody is.
It's criminal.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's criminal. Not when you have, when you list some of these, okay.
Well, see, what it does, Bill, is it really cuts away at the credibility of the Hall of Fame. It really does. I mean, who's that journalist who said that?
Bill Simmons.
Yeah. I mean, he says the Hall of Fames are losing credibility. Yeah. And they kind of are.
Yeah, with that. Yeah.
What are you doing?
You just said there's 14 first ballot. And Bill Belichick, who has more wins than all of them, does not get first ballot. An eight title. That's stupid. Sorry. We'll come back. Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.